This is Ujjala Nilamani. We're continuing with chapter 3, Hari Vallabha, the beloveds of Krishna, all about Krishna's gopis and his lovers in Vrindavan. And we're on text number 54. This describes in Nitya Priya. Radha Chandravali Mukhya Prokta Nitya Priya Braje. Krishnavan Nitya Sondarya Vaidagdhyadi Ganashraya. Krishna's eternal consorts are Radharani and Chandravali. They're the chief of the eternally dear beloveds of Krishna and Braj. Like Krishna, these gopis, Nitya Priya gopis, are the shelter of eternal beauty, grace, and other qualities. These qualities of the gopis, Nitya Priya gopis, have this beauty and grace and other qualities. We're discussing Vaidagdhi. So Vaidagdhi is translated here as grace, but it also means they have many, many talents. They know all the 64 arts. And Vaidagdhi means, it also means clever, but clever means innovative. We could say clever in this sense doesn't mean duplicitous or cheating type clever, but innovative. You know, innovative? Creative. So one Bajari I was observing and here at Radhakund at Radha Govindaji Mandir, he's in Babaji. He's doing the poshak and dressing every day, Shringar, Radha Govindaji. And the backdrops and certain colors, certain styles. And so every day for his term, his seva term for 1 or 2 years, Radha Govinda looked like this. The dress and the way they looked. And then a new Babaji came and the other one retired or whatever. A new Babaji Sevai came to do the same seva, dressing and bathing Radha Govinda. Now the whole altar looked completely different. Different colored backdrops, different color outfits. And I said, I've never seen this outfit before. Is he mixing and matching? The other one just said, this is the Monday outfit, white. This is the Tuesday outfit, pink. This is the Wednesday outfit, green. This is the Thursday outfit, yellow. This is the Friday outfit, silver, white. This is Saturday outfit, black or dark blue, neelam. This is Sunday outfit, ruby red, bright red. And then he does like that. But the other guy, I take this part of the dress from Sunday outfit and this part of the dress from Wednesday outfit. And they were looking so, wow. I said, this is a whole new experience of darshan, anurag. It's anuragani darshan. Anurag, the rag. Rag means the color, like the color of, because love gives a color, because it makes your life, if you have love in your life, your life becomes colorful. So rag means this color, it means attachment, color. So anurag means that your colors changes and your attachment changes more and more. Anurag, it increases at every moment. So this is the feature of Radharani. She sees Krishna. Oh, at every moment, his color changes. I thought someone says, Lalita says, see Krishna's on top of the hill. He's looking down here. He's looking right in our direction. I think that Giridhar, he's looking right at you, Radharani. Radharani stops when she's walking from Barsana to Govardhan. No, I know Krishna. I just saw him a couple hours ago last night. We were all night together in Vamshivat. That's not Krishna. I don't recognize Krishna. No, that's Krishna. No, he's too dark. He's a different color. His color has changed. So this is anurag. So because rag, literally the word rag means color. But rag also means a state of emotional heart's attachment. So Radharani's attachment and love for Krishna is so great that it increases at every moment because it's eternal and it's eternally expanding. That's the nature of spirit. It always expands. We're in Krishna consciousness, but it's not static. We're not at the same level that we are on when we joined, because the consciousness itself exists on the platform of eternal expansion. Consciousness is eternally expanding. So the features of Krishna's beauty, because Radharani's love is ever expanding, so as when her love expands to a new dimension, then she sees Krishna in a new form, with a new color, a new rag, and her attachment is again renewed. Oh, every time I see Krishna, it looks new. And Lalita says, that's Krishna. And then finally Krishna walks down the Govardhan Hill, then he meets them and says, see, Lalita says, see, I told you, this is your Krishna. Oh, but it's still, even in front of me, it looks like a new Krishna. So this is the Vaidagdhi aspect of the qualities of Radharani and the gopis. When they serve Krishna with their each other, they have so many innovative and beautiful different variations and ways they do it. Text 55. Radharani and Chandravali are the leader of the Nitya Priya gopis. I said that. So now, to establish his point about the identity of these gopis, because the next chapter 4 is Radharani. It's all about Radharani, description of Radharani. So this chapter where he's talking about the beloveds of Krishna, he's talking about his beloveds. He has Madhurya Ras, or beloveds in Dwarka, his queens. Then he has the gopis here. So they're all different names and different categories. We discussed those. And now he's moving us towards chapter 4, which is Radharani, then the gopis, and the whole Madhurya Leela. So he's fixing us on the Vibhav, Alamba, and Prema Shreya, Radharani. So what is their identity? Are they just girlfriends? Or are they just Nitya Priyas, or just really dear? He's had a long-term relationship, so they're very, very dear to Krishna for a long time. So they're Nitya Priya, eternal consorts. They're the chief, Radhan Chandravali. They have all these wonderful qualities. These qualities have taken shelter in them, guna ashraya. They are the shelter, adi guna ashraya. Adi guna ashraya means that these Rajagopis, Nityapriya gopis of Krishna, they are the shelter of many qualities, guna, adi, beginning with Vaidakti and Soundarya, Nitya. So these are the main qualities. We know that Radharani has 25 qualities. So the Sakis have these also to some extent. But when we see here, he's mentioning Adi Guna Ashray means all these 25 qualities and more, unlimited qualities, take shelter of Radharani and the gopis. But he wants to mention these two because these are the most important. Elegance and beauty. Beauty and grace, beauty and elegance, which means Soundarya and Vaidakti. So this is singled out as the very special qualities, because the gopis' beauty is incomparable. And then their expertise in seva, Vaidakti seva. Vaidakti means their expertise and their perfection in serving Krishna is unequaled and unsurpassed. Rupa Goswami says that with his own Sanskrit words, and then he cites a verse from Brahma Samhita to show the origin of these gopis. They're not some girls from the village of Braj, not some devas or apsaras. They're actually the power of God. Krishna is a powerful, and he has power, and his power has different forms. Prasya Shakti Vavadaya Shriyate Subhavaki Jnana Bala Kriyacha. One form of his power, Shakti, is prema, love power, bliss power, happiness power. So he cites how that these gopis are expanded from, they're the Shakti expansions of Krishna. Brahma Samhita 548. Ananda Chinmay Rasa Pratibhavita Bhis Tabirya Eva Nijarupataya Kalavi Goloka Eva Nivisatya Kilatma Bhuto Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Vajami. I worship Bhagavan Sri Govinda, who, though regarding all the inhabitants as his self, he lives in Goloka, Goloka Nivas, exclusively with the young gopis who are embodiments of Madhura Ras. He accepts them as his wives and they respond to his conjugal affection reciprocally. That's quite an expanded purport. Nijarupataya Kalabhi. So the main part of the verse which is singled out or noted by Jiva Goswami's Tika, verse 57, is Nijarupataya Kala. Kala means they're an expansion of Krishna's form. So the gopis are Krishna, Krishna is a gopi. The gopis expand from Krishna's form. Nija Rupa, they're my own form. Brahma is saying that these gopis in Goloka, Krishna, Goloka Nivas, Krishna lives in Goloka, Goloka Vrindavan, or Braja Gokul, with his own expansions. Nija Rupa, Kala means expansion. His direct expansion is the Braja Gopis. And where did they expand from? They're not expansions of his energy, but they're expansions of his very form. And his form is made of love. He's the prema, he's a prema vishay. So when he expands his form of prema, that form of prema that expands from Krishna becomes a prema ashraya. So the perfection of prema is the meeting and union of prema ashraya and prema vishaya, or the combination of Radha and Krishna. Vishnath comments, here, Brahma is glorifying Krishna. The gopis are expansions of Krishna who has a form of eternity, knowledge, and bliss. The gopis, although are not one with Krishna, they have separate manifestations. Prati Bhavatabhi. They're different manifestations of rasa, and they're filled with the experience of bliss and knowledge, such as Ananda. The Braja Gopis possess Shringhara rasa, purely spiritual prem, Ananda Chinmaya, by which Krishna manifests love for them, and they manifest love for Krishna. The Braja Gopis of Krishna are his very own form, Nija Rupataya. They are the powers and the Shaktis, the power of love, the embodied power of love arising from Krishna's personal Sarup Shakti. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he also mentions this point in Jiva Dharma, page 703. The Nityapriya Gopis that have been mentioned in the statement of Lord Brahma, Brahma Samhita, which contains the essence of the Vedas, they are Nitya, which means they are a manifestation of Chit Shakti of Krishna. Thus they are beyond the influence of material time and space. So that's why they're Nitya. Nitya Leela is an expression of the 64... Oh, this is very interesting. There in the spiritual world, they mentioned that, Nitya Leela is an expression of the 64 arts, Kalabi, Swamsha, Rupabi, Shaktibi. I mentioned that there are 64 arts, and the gopis are Vaidagdi, they're expert in all of them. So the actual Braja Leela is simply a display of all the manifestation of all this kala, Nija Rupataya Kalabi. So the deeper meaning that's being drawn out here by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So the gopis are directly expanded from Krishna's form, my own form, Nija Rup. But then what are they? Are they another form of Krishna, like Dwarkadish or Mathuradish or Narayan? That's another form of Krishna. Or Vamanadeva and Nisringadeva? No, they're the form of Krishna's Shaktis. And the combined form of all Krishna's Shaktis is one of those Nija Rupataya, named Radharani. Srimati Radharani is Sarva Shakti Mai Radha. So they're Nija Rupa, so they're from my own form, but then they're Kalabi. They are the personifications of my Shaktis, of all these 64 arts are a Shakti, they're a power. If someone can paint paintings, that's a power, that's a Shakti. Not everyone has that. So all these 64 arts, dance and sewing and speaking and riddles and telling jokes and training animals, birds to speak and sailing and identifying jewels and dyeing cloth, and there's so many different arts. They're all personified and displayed in the gopis and their Nitya Leela with Radha and Krishna. So he's combining the Nitya Rupataya with Nitya Leela, and then the Kalavi. The Kala means expansions, but Kala also means the Kala. Kalakendra. Kalakendra means art academy, art school. Indian Kalakendra, Saraswati Kalakendra. It's a very nice elaboration. Although there are different meanings given by the Acharyas and other commentaries in Brahma Samhita, I have explained Srup Damodar Goswami's confidential commentary. Wherever that is, I don't know. I've never seen that. But like, you know, it seems to know where it is. The secret treasures hidden in the vaults of Sri Rupa and Jiva Goswami's. That's nice. So that's a nice addition to this point about the Nitya Priyas and their qualities. Text 56 and 58. There are many, and this is a list of all the names of all these wonderful Nityapriya Sakis. We had their guna. We introduced the term, the concept, Nityapriya. Nityapriya Sakis of Krishna, and the biggest and best and most famous are Radharani, Chandravali. But there's more. That's not the only ones. And then the next verse, 56 to 58, more Nityapriya Sakis are listed. Vishaka, Lalita, Shama, Padma, Shaibya, Badrika, Tara, Vichitra, Gopali, Tanishta, and Palika. Another name for Chandravali is Somava, because Soma Rasa is in the moon. Gandharva, another name for Radhika is Gandharva. Another name for Dalita is Anuradha. Remember yesterday I said that gopis in Vrindavan have simple standard village names. They're simply named after a star. There's about 25 million girls in India named Anuradha. And Lalita and Vishaka and Dhanishtha and all these things. Very common. Because why is that so? Because when you get a Hindi panchang or any other regional language, Orient or Bengali, it tells you the different nakshatras. Then the syllable, the vibration, what by ka, ba, pa, gi, ga, like this. And then next to that syllable says, this nakshatra means this syllable, ga, gi, gri. And then it's, and so here's a choice of names. That's two columns, because I have one in Hindi, two columns. Left-hand side says ladies, right-hand side, gents. So then it has four names. So when it says, if your nakshatra is whatever, and the vibratory syllable or mantra is A, then it, for a man it says Amit, A-M-I-T. So there are about 150 million or 260 million men in India named Amit, Amit Sharma, Amit Gupta, Amit this, Amit, Amit, Amit. Because at one point in my life, I was surrounded with six guys that had the same name. Amazing. So these are all the beautiful names. And there's more. Kanjanakshi, Manorama, Mangala, Vimala, Leela, Krishna, Shadi, Visharada, Taravali, Chakorakshi. That's a nice name, Chakorakshi. Shankari and Kunkuma. I like this name, Chakorakshi. The Chakor is that mystical Indian bird of lore that only drinks and survives on the moon rays. So I guess he does a few days fasting every month when there's no moon. He's doing a little cleansing fast. Then when the moon starts showing out, when the moon starts appearing, then he really drinks it up. He's been fasting for days. So they have Chakora and Chakori. There's one verse in Gita Govinda glorifies Radharani's face. Shrita Kamala Kucha Mandala, Drita Mandala, Drita Mandala, Shrimukha Chandra Chakora. Drita Mandala, Shrimukha Chandra Chakora, Jaya Jaya Deva Hare. Shrita Kamala Kucha Mandala, Shrimukha Chandra Chakora. So it's describing that Krishna, he's like a Chakora bird. His eyes, Krishna's eyes are like a Chakora bird. And what is he doing? Sri Mukha Chandra Chakora. Sri Mukha Chandra Chakora. Tritamanda Sri Mukha Chandra Chakora. So Krishna, in the form of a Chakora bird, is drinking the wonderful nectar emanating from the face, the beautiful moonlight face of Sri Ji Radha. Sri Mukha Chandra Chakora. So one of the gopis, the Nityapriya gopis, is called Chakorakshi, which means her eyes. Akshi means eyes. So her eyes are, she's always looking. She's always looking for that sweet and soothing and satisfying moonlight. What moonlight is she looking for? She's looking for the moonlight shining in the sky of her heart. And the full moon that's shining in the sky of her heart is named Krishna Chandra or Shyam Chandra. So her name is Chakorakshi. A very nice name. Her eyes are, where is my Krishna Chandra? Chakorakshi. Shiva Goswami says, these are the most famous gopis of Krishna mentioned in the Skanda Purana and other Puranas. And then he quotes the Skanda Purana, Gopali Palika Danya Vishaka Danya Nishtika Radana Rada Samava Taraka Dashami Tata. Of all these 20 or 25 Nityapriya gopis that we mentioned, and all the billions and millions of gopis that Krishna dances and associates with and loves and is served by in Vrindavan, there's 10 most important. One is Gopali. So it sounds like a nice name, and we see little paintings now in Braj of some rather little Bala Gopali, little Radharani crawling, holding a laddu and her, just standing like this, and she's just standing up, I mean, just squatting, what do you say, like a child just on, holding hands and kneeling like this, like scampering across the floor. It's very, you can see it in the Sangam, they're selling paintings. And baby Radha, it's very cute. But Gopali, she is the Yukteswari of a friendly group of Chandravali. So Gopali is a very nice name, but Radharani doesn't like this particular name because Gopali is a friend of the anti-party. The anti-party is that rivals Chandravali, and Gopali is Chandravali's friend. Then Palika, Balika or Balika, she's friendly with Chandravali also. And then there's Danya, she's unmarried gopi, who has Parakiya Ras with Krishna and Braj. Then Vishakha, then Dinishta, then Radha, Lalita, Anuradha, and Somaba, which is another name for Chandravali. And Taraka, and one named Dashami. one gopi's named Dashami. Maybe she was born on Dashami. That's nice. So this is text 59. There are hundreds of groups of Braja gopis. Hundreds. And it's called Jute. And each group, there are hundreds of thousands of gopis. There's room for one more. There's hundreds of thousands. Every sadhana siddha, every sadhaka that attains perfection in prema, Goloka prema, Raghunuga bhakti, he will go to Vrindavan and get his siddha sarup. Text 60. The group leaders are all those mentioned from Radha to Kunkum, excluding Vishakha, Lalita, Padma, and Shaivya. And this translation is basically the same. 60 and 61. This is 60 and 61. The gopis whose names I've just mentioned, beginning with Radha and Vishakha, Lalita, Padma, Shaivya, they are all Yukteswaris. They are all Yukteswaris, all group leaders and gopis. That's correct. Among the eight closest friends of Radharani, headed by Lalita, they're especially fortunate. Although these eight gopis are the Yukteswaris, or leaders of other groups of hundreds and thousands of gopis, they are very greedy to attain Radharani's favor and love. Thus, these Nityapriya Sakis, like Lalita and Vishakha, are always trying to serve and please Radharani in every possible way. So this is 60 and 61. And there's a commentary by Vishwanath on 60 and 61. Because of their strong greed for an affectionate relationship with Radha, Radha Adi Bhav, Lobat. So the verse has the phrase Radha Adi Mata, they're mad, beginning with madness. So he translates that as Radha Adi Bhavasya. Radha Bhav, Lobat. They're very greedy to attain the feelings of Radharani and to identify with the heart of Radharani. They are capable of being group leaders. Although they are capable, they could be leaders, but they prefer to assist Radharani in her meetings with Krishna. So at that time, Lalita and Vishakha, they relish friendship with Radharani. And at other times, when Lalita or Vishakha are meeting alone or directly with Krishna as his lover, then they have all their gopi assistants with them. And then the Lalita or Vishakha at that time in their own gunjas, when they're with Krishna alone on the request of Radharani, then when those Yukteswaris like Lalita and Vishakha are serving Krishna intimately in the amorous affairs in the Kunja Lila, Sringharati, then their own Mastamandris and Astasakis are surrounding them and assisting them. And then they're the Yukteswaris. Then they're the controller of all their own Sakis. But when Lalita and the Astasakis are with Radharani, then they submit to Radharani's supremacy. There was an emperor in India during the Muslim occupation. One emperor occupied India, but India was divided into different countries. Bangladesh, this Desh, that Desh. Desh means countries. So all different countries. There's Ajmer Desh and Jaipur Desh and all these little countries. And each one had a king, the king of Jaipur, the king of Ajmer, the king of... So all these were kings, and in their own kingdom, in their own desh, they were supreme. But they were under the subjugation of the one emperor. So all these gopis, Lalita Vishakha, they're all kings, they're all queens, they're Isharis of thousands, hundreds and thousands of gopis and mandris. But they submit, when they're with Radharani, then Dasi Asmi, they're in the mood of a sakhi, intimate sakhi, and also in the mood of serving and helping Radharani. When you see, that when they list the 17 sevas of the sakhis are mentioned, and teachings of Lord Chaitanya by Srila Prabhupada, and also in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and Ujjalini Lamani also. And those 17 sevas that the gopis render for the pleasure of Radharani especially, and Krishna, all the sakis do those sevas, and so that includes also the mandris. So almost all the sevas are done by both. It can either be done by a sakhi like Lalita, or a mandri like Rupa. Messenger service, Abhisar service, seva, taking Radharani to Krishna and conveying Radharani's love to Krishna. Almost many, practically all the same sevas they can do. There's much more intimacy with the mantris, though, and much more trust and intimacy because of their younger age. They have greater access to the most intimate times of Radha and Krishna's leelas, where the sakis dare not go. They don't go. On the same verse, Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives this explanation. Vishakha Lalita, Padma, Shaivya are the Pradhan Gopis, means the chief, Pradhan Mantri. Pradhan Mantri means the Prime Minister of India, Prime Chief, Pradhan, PM. So these are the PGs, Pradhan Gopis. They are especially expert in nourishing Krishna's pastimes. So then it's asked, why are they not being accepted as distinct Yukteswaris? They are also fully qualified to be group leaders. And it's also proper, you can call Lalita Yukteswari and Vishakha. But because they're so enchanted and so attracted by Radharani's supremely blissful bhav, they do not want to call themselves independent Yukteswaris, at least in front of Radharani. They don't call themselves that. No, I'm just Radharani. I'm Radhasakhi. I'm Radhasakhi. I'm Radhasakhi. I'm Radha's friend. But actually, they are Yukteswaris. And as I mentioned, the scenario where they take full control of their servants and assistant sakis. Among these Yukteswaris, some of them are followers of Radhika, like Lalita Vishakha, and others are followers of Chandravali, like Padma, Shaivya, Gopali, etc. Then the question is raised. I have heard that Lalita Sakhi has a gun. There's a Juta and gun. Juta means large group, major group, and then within that group there may be a smaller group. Like one large group is called ISKCON, and there's so many gurus and so many disciples and so many temples. Then there's another small group called Radhanath Swami's disciples, Gopal Krishnaraja's disciples, Indraduna Swami's disciples. They put announcements on the board in Mayapur. Attention, Indraduna Swami disciples, please meet in such and such a room. So they're members of a common group, but they're also have a subgroup within the larger group. Yuta and gun. So this devotee says, I heard that Lalita has a gun, a subgroup. What type of group is that? Srimati Radhaji is the prominent amongst all the Yukteswaris. She's the biggest. She's a Parameshwari. That's what we say in many of the Shastras. They describe Radharani as Ishwari. Ishwari Radha. Madishwari. Hey, Sri Sarovara Madisha. There's a prayer by Raghunath Das Goswami in the Vilapkusamanjali. Hey, Sri Sarovara Madisha. Kamakeli Runge. Says Kamakeli Runge. Hey, Sri Sarovara. Hey, beautiful Radhakund. Maisha. Madisha, Maishwari, my Radharani, she's always Kamakeli Range. Kamakeli Range. She's always delighting Ranga. Ranga Kshetra. Ranga Kshetra means wrestling arena. When you read the Sanskrit 10th canto of Bhagavatam, guarding the Ranga Kshetra was the bow of Shiva. I was being protected by all kinds of guards. When Krishna entered Mathura, he was 10 years old, and 7 or 8 months. Then he walked right up to that bow. It took 10 men to pick up, and he just picked it up with one hand, left hand. Then he pulled it to string it. It broke in half. It sounded like the biggest firecracker that ever went off in the history of Mathura. Kamsa thought it was the World War III. Boom! Boom! So loud. Shook the windows of his palace. Kamsa, Bhavan. So that was Krishna's introduction. Here I am. Like when the Sringadeva came out of the column, what did he say? Good evening. Good evening, Mr. Hiranyakashipu. It's a pleasure to meet you. No, when the Sringadeva came out of the pillar, rah! I dare you try to kill my Prahlad. No, whatever. So this is the situation. So they're so attracted to Radharani that they just want to submit to her control. So some of the gopis are dependent Yutas are attracted to Lalita's special bhav, and they call themselves Lalitagan. Other gopis refer to themselves as Vishakagan, and so on. The Astasakis headed by Lalita and Vishaka are the heroines of Srimati Radhika's various gana. If one is very fortunate, one can acquire the qualification to enter Srimati Lalita's gun. Of course, this is a conversation between a disciple and a guru, and the guru who just said this about the fortune, he's in Lalita's gun. So if I was writing it, I would say, if one is very fortunate, one can acquire the qualification to enter Srimati Vishaka's gun. And if your guru is in Tungavidya's gun or whatever, so Advaita Parivar, I'm in Advaita Parivar, Nityananda Parivar, they're with Lalita and Vishaka Parivar, the family of the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, family of Advaita, they're with Vishaka. Either one, it's you're in good hands. You made it. If you're there, there's no bait, there's no conflict, there's no difference. If you're there, you're there. In which shastras can we find the names of these gopis, dear Gurudev? Please tell. Oh, you want to know? Well, then just take Padma Purana off your shelf and look in volume 27. In English, there's 68 volumes. I have it on my shelf. In the Skanda Purana and the Uttarakhanda, the Pavishya Purana, and also in the Satvata Tantra. Srimad Bhagavatam is the crest jewel of all shastras in the universe. It would have been very wonderful, that the disciples said, if their names were mentioned there. But they weren't. Why is that? Why if we turn to Vishnu Purana, which was also written by Vyasadeva, or we turn to Skanda Purana or Padma Purana, written by Vyasadeva, we find the names of the Astasakis. Even we find which verses they spoke in the Gopi Gita. Because the speaker of each verse of Gopi Gita is revealed in Skanda Purana. But in Bhagavad Purana, chapter 31 of the 10th canto, we have Gopi Gita. And one Gopi speaks, another Gopi speaks, but we don't know who. We don't know who they are. But in the Tikas of Vishwanath and Jiva and Sanatana, then they quote from these Skanda and Padma Purana and say, this verse is spoken by Lalita, this is spoken by Vishaka. You can see in the Svarta Darshani, Tika, the Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur in 10th canto, chapter 32, Gopi Gita. So the disciples says, well, why not in Bhagavad Purana? Vishnu Purana are there, and Skanda Purana are there, and Bhavishyotra Purana are there, and the same Vyasa they wrote those, and the same Vyasa they wrote Bhagavad Purana. So why aren't they there? And so the Gurudev says, because the Bhagavad Purana is a Tattva Shastra and a Rasa Shastra. It's an ocean of Ras. When the Rasika Bhaktas and the Rasik Bhaktas look at the Bhagavatam, they see the complete expose and deliberation and teaching of Rasa Tattva. It seems to them there's an ocean of Ras. It's as if you put an ocean of Ras inside a pot. The pot is the Srimad Bhagavatam. And inside the pot of the Srimad Bhagavatam, let's say the Kalpa Kumbha. And we will call it a Kalpa Kumbha. Kalpa Kumbha. Kumbha means pot and Kalpa means desire. Like Kalpa Vriksh. Vriksh means tree. Kalpa Kumbha of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And the wish-fulfilling pot of Srimad Bhagavatam, there's inside this pot, the ocean of Ras is contained. That's what it's saying. Sri Radha's name and the bhavas and feelings of ecstasy she experiences in Madhurati, and the identities of all the gopis have been described in a very highly confidential way in the Srimad Bhagavatam. But if you deeply study the 10th canto, you can find everything. Sukadeva Goswami has described this subject of Krishna and the gopis and their names in a very confidential and hidden way to keep the unqualified people from making offense and entering into an area where they will not understand and not comprehend. All right. So that concludes chapter 3. And tomorrow we'll start chapter 4, the descriptions of Radharani. So after three chapters, we've been discussing Krishna as a vibhav, a lamban, prem, vishay. He's the hero, he's the nayak, he's the subject of the prem. Everyone is directing their prem and their loving service and feelings towards Krishna. And this is all about Madhurya prem, so it's all Krishna's lovers in Dwarka, loving queens and loving gopis in Vrindavan. and all about selected groups of gopis and also gopas, sakas. They're very, very dear and confidential, intimate with Krishna. And with those cowherd boys, he also shares and experiences and relishes these wonderful pastimes and Madhura Rati, Parakiya Bhav, Paramore Love, with Radharani and all the gopis from Vrindavan. So many players, many actors, supporting actors, and main characters, and supporting actors in the form of Radha and Krishna and the gopis and all the selected group of cowherd boys. All together, we've heard about them for three chapters. Now we're going to begin the Vibhav, Alamba and Prem Ashraya, description of Radharani and her qualities, and then all of the female associates of Radharani. So we heard about the hero, the Nayak, and Krishna, and all his qualities and helpers, all of his helpers, his qualities, his beloveds, and his different attitudes of love, and his different viewpoints, different relationships of love with his queens in Dwarka and with his gopis in Vrindavan. We heard all about that. Now we're going to hear all about the counterpart, or the feminine, the actress, the Nayaka, the heroine, the romantic heroine, the hero, the romantic hero and romantic heroine, supreme beloved and supreme lover, Radha and Krishna. So now Radharani will step on the stage of the Leela drama of Nitya Leela of Radha and Krishna, and she'll be fully glorified for her qualities and her associates and her love and her pastimes. So we'll begin that tomorrow and continue next Adhik Mas by the blessings of Radharani.